muffled.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Mary Saunders, Saunders.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that zip code?
32134.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Again. I just told you it was Mary Saunders.
I'm sorry, man. The line was kind of breaking up. I'm sorry. Okay, I do see your account, and I see it has the air purifier. And how may I help you today?
I didn't order an air purifier, and today I've got a charge on my bank account for $39.99.
Okay. If you did not order that item, I can assist you with that. I'm not sure if the last agent told you or not, but someone had ordered it as a free promotional item, paid $7.45 for shipping and handling. The purifier itself is a free gift into a membership. It allows customers to buy other types of electronic devices. They get a $125 gift card. Do you recall accepting anything like that?
No.
Okay. And one other question, has anything such as an air purifier been delivered to you?
No.
Okay.
I told her we just got a new HVAC system for the whole house. I haven't ordered any kind of air purifier. It's all built into my HVAC.
Okay. Well, since you do not recall ordering it and you did not receive it, I can assist you with filing this as a fraudulent claim. Now, I do have to let all customers know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claims can result in a penalty. As long as you're sure you didn't order the item, I can process this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And then can you make sure that like my name and stuff is out of the system so it doesn't redo any of that?
Yes, ma'am. The account is canceled and that'll prevent any future charges. And I'll process a refund for the $39.99. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
Okay. Yeah, because that's my bill account. We don't ever touch that except for bills.
Yes, ma'am. Well, your account is canceled. Now, we will send you a confirmation email. Now, the email address we have listed is bbygirllangy1970@gmail.com.
That's all correct.
All right, so I'll go ahead and get you that refund confirmation email sent out as well. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.